Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and we are on episode 44, Hot Topic, Making Difficult Conversations More Comfortable. How many of you enjoy difficult conversations? How many of you have had a difficult conversation? My guess is that many of you have. It doesn't make it any easier. Each situation you face requires courage and empathy. Difficult conversations are often viewed as conflicts. Difficult conversations are never easy, but they are simple. Some people believe that if you avoid having difficult conversations or you avoid discussing that elephant in the room, you know, it'll just go away. What happens when you do this, avoiding that difficult conversation? The behavior actually compounds and it adds more discomfort, even more tension in the room. It could eventually blow up and cause a lot of damage in relationships. Why do you think we avoid it? There can be a number of reasons why we avoid having those difficult conversations. Some people believe that if you talk about the difficult situation, you're only going to make matters worse by adding fuel to the fire, per se. Others believe that difficult conversations make both parties feel so uneasy and feel bad. So why would we want to even go there? When we have those difficult conversations, sometimes there's nothing preparing us for what we might be told. We might not like what we're going to hear. The uncertainty of the impact and the outcome can also make people feel very uneasy. I remember when I was a new manager, at a performance conversation, my manager had suggested that an area of personal development for me was to get more involved in people management and being able to handle those difficult conversations. I was very wary about inking that on paper. I now understand why, because as soon as I inked it on the paper, it was like the universe said, "Here it is." Difficult conversations seemed to come fast and furious. There were times I could feel my stomach flipping and playing out conversations in my head, and sometimes I was even sick to my stomach because I was so uncertain of the outcome. As time went on, I've developed a system in which I no longer am afraid to have that difficult conversation. My stomach doesn't flip as much, and occasionally it's uneasy, but it's not to the point where I feel like I need to visit a bathroom. The one thing that I feel is most important when having those difficult conversations is that everyone's voice be heard, whether you agree with it or not. You must take a non-judgmental approach where you challenge your assumptions by asking yourself questions. It's important to stick to the facts. I'm not saying that your emotions are not important. However, they may not be the drivers of the communication or the miscommunication for that matter, and the feedback that needs to be delivered. When emotions are high, it is best to give it space and time to settle out. When emotions are high, people may say things that they later regret and did not intend. What happens is that there is a part of the brain that tries to protect you. And when the emotions are high, you do not think rationally. And with knowing this, you might choose to step back from the situation to really gain a clear picture and gather those facts. Acknowledge that there may be differences. Even though you are putting the emotions aside as you review the facts, it doesn't mean what occurred or the feedback that needs to be delivered has to have that impact on you. It's important to do some self-reflection, especially when miscommunication may be with you or another person. Do a check-in on yourself and take responsibility for your contribution to the miscommunication or problem. I call this owning your stuff. People forget that it takes two people to tango and have a conversation. Each person comes forward with their own contribution to the situation. Put aside all blaming and complaining. You know, fault finding and finger waving does not help people move forward. One of the best ways to prepare for that difficult conversation is to prepare and script it out, rehearse it, even role play what you would like to say to take the anxiety, that edge, out of the conversation that you see as difficult. Assess the current situation. Compare it to what you're expecting. What's the gap? Come from a place of curiosity to gain an understanding of what the true picture is versus what is imagined. This way you won't forget anything, and sometimes looking at a written piece of paper may help you control your own emotions. Difficult conversations need to be discussed in private area where the parties are involved. Remember that when you're working toward, what you're working toward is really preserving a relationship. And even though you may think differently or you may agree to disagree, you want to make sure that each person walking away from this conversation still feels and remains intact. Let the person you are speaking with, let them know what you might be feeling, that you're uncomfortable. Pay attention to the other person's emotion as well as your own. Watch their body language, especially face-to-face. I don't encourage anything but. These difficult conversations should be face-to-face. It's not good to have these conversations over the phone, as you miss the visual or the body language. And absolutely no email or texts. Pick up the phone if you have to. In email and text, there's no tone, so you can't listen for intonation changes. It's okay to share how you're feeling about a discussion. You will also want to express what you look for in the future and expect from the other person and what you're willing to do. Knowing that outcome can help you understand if you actually met the needs of the conversation. Here's an awesome strategy. It's one of the best ones that I've used, and it's called the XYZ method. X, when this happened, what was said, stick to the facts, you elaborate. When this happened, why is I felt. So you're being able to express your feelings. And Z is your expectations. In the future, I would like this. So when this happened, I felt this, and in the future, I would like this. That's the XYZ method. It works like a charm. I've used this method on several occasions, and I do have to tell you that not only is it empowering, but it allows you to focus on the facts without bottling up your emotions. No matter what the difficult conversation, you need to remember that both parties come with their own perspectives, knowledge, and experiences. They are upset. When they're upset, it's about them, because they cannot be responsible for someone else's feelings, and they cannot be responsible for yours. Ask yourself why you feel triggered in the conversation. Is it that you never felt heard, valued, or appreciated? Treating people with respect is imperative, even if we disagree with what they may be saying. You too come with your own perspectives, knowledge, and experiences. Expectations may be different. Work toward finding a common ground that both parties feel comfortable with as they walk away from that conversation. Every difficult conversation is different. People are driven by emotion and also need to be aware of the facts. With practice and use of these simple steps, you will be able to have difficult conversations with grace, and you will find them more comfortable as you develop confidence and competence in having them. Sometimes you may realize that the bond of two people gets even stronger because they've been able to have that difficult conversation. No one said it would be easy, but it would be worth it even if it's for your own peace of mind, in ensuring that you say what you felt that you needed to say versus holding on to it. So think about it. Is there a conversation that you need to have? Is there something that you've been holding onto these feelings and you have bitterness and anger in your heart? It's better to have that conversation than allowing that to fester. So think about it. Is there a conversation that you need to be having? So what I want you to do is, I would love for you to join our newsletter. Get on our Success Secrets newsletter subscription. When you go to the page at www.deborahkozowski.com, you'll get a free MP3 download of the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. I'd love to hear about how this podcast has impacted your life. Let us know how this strategy worked for you, how you've been able to move through difficult situations. It is important to me to help you live rich from the inside out. But what my goal is in life is to help build people. And by listening to this podcast, each segment is geared directly toward helping you reach your fullest potential, whether you're in leadership, business. I want you to succeed. If you'd like to get the transcript to this, again, you can go to themillionairewoman.com/podcast. Write a review. Give us a 5-star high five. We love feedback. And make sure you're going out and being that change you wish to see in the world, as Gandhi said, and make your day great. I look forward to seeing you all and hearing from you on the next episode of The Millionaire Woman Show. Have a great day.